I'm very happy to tell you that our job has been done in relation to this little boy, the six-year-old, who was refused the opportunity to play rugby league in Western Sydney because he has a vision impairment. And people in opposing teams and the Referees Association said he couldn't wear his goggles, which are made of plastic, covered in part by his headgear. So yesterday I asked Dave Trodden, the CEO of the New South Wales Rugby League, to intervene. And he has got back to me late yesterday to say, Ray, a decision has been made to support young Jack, I haven't named Jack before, playing with the goggles. Our football people will write to his parents advising them of the decision, but you're welcome to let them know if you're in contact with them. And there was a note from the Chief Medical Officer of the New South Wales Rugby League, and Dave Gibney said, my understanding of all of this is without proper visual aids, a sufferer would not be able to see well enough to compete in sports. The prescribed plastic visual aid goggles, especially if worn with the headgear, as shown in the photo, would appear to be an ideal solution. The main concern is they're a potential source of injury to the wearer or other players. This would appear to be highly unlikely, especially in the under-sixes, of course. The view is supported by the available literature on the subject. I believe we should support this proposal for young Jack. And it has been supported, and for other children as well, which is a great result. And I got a lovely note from Jack overnight, handwritten to Ray, thank you for helping me. I can now play football in my goggles. So, fantastic. Ray, is your favourite team the Eels? Thank you. Jack, go para. No, Jack, it's not. I don't dislike them, but I don't follow any particular team. And then Jack has had a photo taken in his favourite Parramatta football pyjamas with his goggles on. And I know there's another little boy from the same club, Nine, who had similar experiences there, and this has paved the way for him to play as well, and for other little boys and girls in the New South Wales Rugby League who have vision impairment to play, which is just fantastic. And I want to thank Dave Trodden, and I want to thank Dave Gibney as well, the doc, for being able to report so quickly on it. And we'd heard from the NRL. They said, oh, it'll take a few weeks. Well, Dave Trodden and the doc got it done within 4 hours. 4 hours they did it. Well done. Congratulations to all concerned.